there. Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. I originally had planned to air another episode on the series of energy of places and spaces and things. I'm going to postpone that until next week or two. So when you listen to it, if it refers to the last episode, you'll know why. Today's episode is... trying to do it without crying. Today's episode is in honor of my sweet dog Dylan. Today is the 10th anniversary of what I've always called his gotcha day, which is the day he rescued me. And today is also the day that I will be having to put him down. So I would like to air my prior episode about my sweet boy so that you guys can just celebrate the beauty and magic of this sweet, sweet soul that has seen me through the toughest 10-year journey of my life with such joy and such groundedness and such warmth. He taught me love. He kept me safe. I don't know how many tears I cried into that little golden retriever's fur over the years, but that boy has anchored me into the place where I am now. So, sorry to bring you down. I'm sure I'll tell the story of his last day at some point in a future episode, but today being the day that it is, I wanted you to celebrate my sweet boy with me and hold space for him to cross the Rainbow Bridge with joy and glee and get his puppy body and energy back, because when he sleeps now, it's the sweetest thing. He goes straight into puppy land and he is chasing rabbits and barking and sleeping so deeply. And I just had an awesome animal and intuitive communicator friend of mine that's in my Dragonflight group. Her name is Roberta Smart. She touched base with me this morning and tapped into him and said, you know, it's definitely time, and just gave me a beautiful reading for him and a way to let him go with ease. So I'll tell you more about that in the future. But anyway, today is all about Dylan, celebrating him and the magic that he is. And I appreciate you guys for holding space for both he and I as we go on this next journey together. This will officially put me into a very strange chapter of being the first time in my entire 55 years of being alive that I don't have a pet. So it's going to be interesting to see how that feels and what that does to me, and you know, how I'm able to ground and maintain my energy without having, you know, something furry to tend to that anchors me. But anyway, I wanted to share with you. I appreciate you guys, and as always, thank you so much for listening. So here comes a prior episode on my sweet boy Dylan. Hi there. Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. I had somebody comment yesterday that in the middle of my recording, they could hear my dog panting in the background. And I left that in because he's such a vital part of my intuitive journey that I wanted to introduce you to him. And like I said yesterday, I'm going to stay organic with this, and it's going to be messy, and it's going to be raw and real and authentic and goofy, because that's just me. But that little pant that you heard in the background is my almost 15-year-old dog, Dylan. And he's a golden retriever mix. He's about 50 pounds, and he is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I've done animal rescue my whole life. My mom was the same way. Any animal that needed anything would find us. It was kind of like Disney characters. We would just walk around like Snow White, and animals would be all over us. So I've just always had them come to me and need help. And this is an interesting intuitive story about Dylan. I had a bunch of clients in my studio in Dallas, and they were from LA, and we had like, I don't know, 30
roles that we were trying to fill for a commercial. And we'd just finished the session, the callback, and I'd gotten them lunch brought in, and they were just sitting down to start the process that's just laborious of picking their talent. And so something popped up on my Facebook feed. This was about 9 or 10 years ago now, of the Arlington, Texas animal shelter, which was, you know, 30, 45 minutes from Dallas. This little face pops up. And it's this little golden retriever. And it says, it's noon, and it says he's got until 2 o'clock before he'll be put down. And I looked at his face, and I heard, go. That little whisper said, go. And I said back to it like I always do, you know, but I can't because I'm in the middle of a casting session. And I heard, yes, you can, go. So I looked at my clients and said, enjoy your lunch, I'll be right back. And they thought I was nuts, and I didn't care because I listened to the whisper. So I get in my car, I drive like a crazy person to the Arlington shelter. I call a friend of mine who has a rescue and ask her to tag the dog, and I'm, you know, going to pick him up and I'm going to take him to her. It's because I knew he was adoptable, but they said that he couldn't be adopted or put in adoption because he was terrified and shaking and shut down and just, you know, didn't show well at the shelter. So she put a tag on him, and I get there, and when I get to the shelter, he's already out of his kennel. They're already walking him down the hall, and you guys know what that means. I won't tell you more. But I grab him, and I look at him, and literally the second I touched him, I knew he was mine. I was supposed to keep him, even though at that time I think I had 7 animals at home already, because I'm a foster failure, and that's just me. But I touched him, and I knew, and I called my friend at the rescue and said, Elise, I'm keeping him. And she's like, you're just supposed to bring him to me. And I was like, I know, but apparently I'm adopting him. And it has been the best gift of my life. This little boy has been with me through my Lyme disease, almost dying from mold exposure, the loss of, you know, 7 other animals, losing my house, my career, you know, all the things that I lost due to my illness. This little boy has stayed with me through it all. And one of the biggest gifts he's given me, besides just the, you know, sheer support and love and holding of space that an animal will do for you, just the sitting there with me, the times, you know, that all I could do was sit on the couch and cry. I was so sick and so unable to think straight. He just would sit with me and just love me. But one of the weirdest, best gifts that he's given me is about 3.5 years ago, he developed cancer. And it's bad for Goldens particularly. And he was diagnosed with a cancer called hemangiosarcoma, which is a blood cancer. So basically they build these tumors and they eventually explode. And he's got one on his left adrenal that was causing like Cushing's-like symptoms. And so immediately the vet said, you know, we have to operate, and it's a horrible operation, and they don't usually live, and he was older. And I heard the whisper that became a scream in my head that was, no, do not do that to him. That is not what his body needs. Don't do it. And all the lessons and information and intuitive knowing that I had gained throughout all my years of illness came into play all of a sudden. And I walked out of the vet's office and said, I will help him heal. He wants to heal himself, and I can help him. So I turned him into this loving, energetic, intuitive experiment where I listened to his body, and I started feeding him a modified raw diet and some a dehydrated raw vegetable mix, and I started mixing in cruciferous crunch vegetable mix from Trader Joe's and some raw beef, and then I started him on CBD oil and a whole bunch of what's the name of that line? I'll circle back to it. I have a little bit of brain fog still from my Lyme disease, so you'll have to forgive me. But I started him on some Pet Wellbeing. That's the brand. a whole bunch of pet well-being supplements for the for cancer, for senior dogs, for Cushing's disease, and all that. And then I started doing energy work on him because I'd been starting to play in the field of energy with myself and realizing that a lot of my disease or dis-ease was energetic. It was old traumas that were lodged in me. It was old beliefs that were stuck, that were festering in my body. And so I'd been working with an amazing teacher in Dallas to clear those things for myself. And I started gifting the energy work back to her and helping her. It was a really neat thing. That's another story for another time. But I started applying those energy concepts to Dylan. And it was the coolest thing. He was the best teacher for how to do that correctly. I would put my hands on where the tumor was because I can feel heat on someone's body where they have a blockage or some dysfunction. I could feel it on me and I could feel it on him. So I would put my hands on him and do my, I've studied some Reiki and some different ways of doing energy, but I've kind of just come into that intuitively too. So I did what I knew to do for him. And at times I would hold my hands and work on him and he would lay there and just sigh and settle into it and luxuriate in it and just be like so grateful. I could just feel him loving it and thriving from it. And then other times, if I wasn't in a grounded place or wasn't in the right space before I would work on him, I would start on him and he would whip around and look at me like, no, not today, mommy. Do not do that. And so I would stop and get myself in a better place and start again the next day. Well, that all was starting 3.5 years ago when he got diagnosed with the hemangiosarcoma. And the coolest thing is they gave him 3 months to live. The surgery would have possibly taken him down just with the surgery alone and not guaranteed, you know, much of a good result. So here we are 3.5 years later, and I have an elderly dog now whose tumors have shrunk and whose body is thriving as, you know, best a 14.5-year-old kind of arthritic boy's body will. And he's still right here by my side, anchoring me in my intuitive and energetic journey and showing me what true love is every single day. So I'm glad that he came in yesterday and decided to heavy breathe while mommy was recording. I think at some point I'll share with you a few of his blog posts because he has a blog called Dylan's Tales from the Road with Mommy. And a lot of people seem to like it. So at some point I may start posting those for you guys. But I just wanted you to meet my sweet boy and know one more reason why listening to The Whisper is such an important thing. So that's it for today. I just wanted to share that with you, and I hope you guys have a magical day full of love. Be good to yourself. That's really important right now. That's what Dylan would want you to know. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @airstream_oracle, or you can email me at hello@shannonpinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and you know, I come on and read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.